Hello, my name is Lisa D'Amico, and I'm the manager of Highmark's Hospital Provider Programs. Thank you for joining us today as we review the calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Pay for Value Program. As in past years, the calendar year 2017 program focuses on Highmark's commitment to support the highest quality and efficient care while ensuring value for our members and customers. With that, let's get started with our review of the program. Slide 2 provides the agenda for today's overview session, which will last approximately 1 hour. This session, of course, is being recorded, and it will be available to you throughout calendar year 2017. We will begin the overview with an approximately a 45-minute presentation of the program metrics, point structure, and scoring parameters, followed by an open question and answer session at the end of the program. We will ask that you please hold all questions until after the overview content has been presented and the recording has been stopped. On slide 3, we show how the Quality Blue Hospital Program has expanded since its inception in 2002. We've continued to grow and expand the program year over year, starting with 6 participating hospitals in Western Pennsylvania that first year. For the calendar year 2016 program, our list of participating facilities grew to 114 hospitals across Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Delaware, and parts of New York. We also anticipate adding additional facilities through calendar year 2017. On slide 4, we've outlined the calendar year 2017 program timeline, which includes program manual distribution, which you should have received in draft format along with your materials for today's session. The manual is currently in draft status as we await approval from review by the Pennsylvania Department of Health, and we're hopeful to have the final approved version back from the state by December 15th, which at that time we will provide you with a clean version without the draft watermark available throughout the document. Also, please note that consistent with the past few years, an updated manual will need to be distributed early in calendar year 2017 once we have the final listing of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid STAR metrics and projected cut point targets for the quality bundle component of the program, which we will discuss shortly. The calendar year 2017 program measurement period begins January 1 for most metrics. Please note that the measurement of the cost and utilization components focused on the average episode of care costs will capture episodes anchored by a hospital discharge occurring from October 2016 through September 2017, allowing for a 90-day post-discharge capture period. Final results, dashboard distribution, and reimbursement notification will be distributed on June 15, 2018, with reimbursement notification advanced by June 30, 2018. Moving to slide 5, we will now review the calendar year 2017 program components. Since so many of our facilities are continuing in the program, on slide 6, we've provided a side-by-side comparison of the calendar year 2016 and calendar year 2017 metrics included in the program components of quality, cost, and utilization. As you quickly scan through this listing of program metrics, you will see that most of the scored metrics for calendar year 2017 are consistent with those that were used in the calendar year 2016 program. The readmission, quality bundle, palliative care, perinatal and VTE metric within healthcare-associated adverse events are all the same metric as in calendar year 2016, but have newly updated target thresholds. Two metrics that were previously profiled as informational in the calendar year 2016 program are now being moved into scoring. Those are the 3-day return to the emergency department and the average episode of care cost for selected conditions. 4 metrics have been removed for calendar year 2017 as we are now able to move the Highmark-specific episode metrics focused on cost into scoring. The metrics removed from calendar year 2016 are the efficiency, or Medicare spending per beneficiary ratio, all three calendar year 2016 innovation component metrics, which were transition of care, evidence of care pathways, and the follow-up visit within 7 days of hospital discharge for select medical conditions. Although the focus remains the same as in prior programming, one revision for the calendar year 2017 program will impact the healthcare-associated adverse events. Hospital-acquired infection metrics will now be measured and scored based on data acquired from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Hospital Compare website due to recent changes in surveillance definitions reported to the CDC-NHSM system. Surgical site infections will focus only on surveillance for colons and hysterectomies, and we will review these changes in more detail in the upcoming slides. Moving on to slide 7, before we move into the metric and scoring details, we want to refresh your understanding of important reporting concepts that drive the results of the Quality Blue Hospital Program. First, the calendar year 2017 program will continue to leverage Highmark claims data to result the metrics. This claims-based approach minimizes the administrative burden of data collection from providers and allows you to focus on activities that ultimately achieve better outcomes of care for your patients. Highmark claims are analyzed for inclusion and exclusion for each of the program metrics based upon the major specifications. Both primary and secondary Highmark coverage for the commercial and Medicare Advantage populations are included. Claims submitted for the Federal Employees Program, or FEP, members are included in all Highmark regions except for Central Pennsylvania. Blue Card home members, where Highmark is the insuring plan, are included as well. Claims submitted for Blue Care host members or those with coverage through other Blue plans are excluded in all market areas. All claims must be accurate and submitted in a timely manner in order to be included for program analysis and measurement. To assure claims are adjudicated and captured in the final year in reporting, all claims and any claim adjustments must be submitted and received by January 31, 2018. Technical specifications used for evaluating inclusion and exclusion criteria for each measure can be found in the separate hospital component and quality bundle MassTech measure guide, which was also distributed along with the program manual in advance of today's session. It is important to note that participating hospitals will not have access to all data necessary to duplicate or recreate measurement for some metrics. Highmark claims data is inclusive of all providers, not just services or procedures performed by your facility. Furthermore, certain details may not be captured in the MassTech measurement guide due to complexity or proprietary limitations. For example, Highmark leverages reporting by the National Committee on Quality Assurance, NCQA, licensed HEDIS vendor to report the readmission and quality bundle metrics. While links to the HEDIS specifications for these measures are provided in the MassTech measure guide, some specifics of the calculations are the proprietary programming of the reporting vendor. As part of the program rollout in your facility, make certain to include your coders and billers to increase their awareness of the metrics and program requirements. Now moving to slide 8, we'd like to review information on the minimum denominators utilized in reporting each metric. The minimum denominator definitions outline the minimum volumes required to result each metric for scoring at year-end. For each of the quality component metrics, a minimum of 25 qualifying events is required for scoring at the end of the program measurement period. Throughout the program year, interim reports will provide preliminary scores of less than 25 events, with the exception that volumes will increase over the performance period. For each of the three selected episodes included in the cost and utilization component, which are chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, simple pneumonia, and major joint replacement for lower extremities, in order to be applicable for year-end scoring, a minimum of 10 episodes is required for either the commercial or Medicare Advantage population. If the minimum number of 10 episodes is reached for either population for one of the selected episodes, but not for the other two episodes, only the qualifying episode will impact year-end scoring. A minimum denominator of 10 is required for each individual measure in the quality bundle. If a measure does not have at least 10 members, that measure will not be included in the quality bundle total. We will now move on to the program's quality component performance measurement section, which comprises 70 of the overall 100 available program points. We should now be on slide 10. The quality bundle aggregate star rating metric is mandatory for participating hospitals with employed physician practices and continues to keep provider focus on the care continuum, improving patient health and outcomes for hospitals, health systems with employed physician practices. Performance on 17 CMS five-star quality rating system quality measures for the attributed Medicare Advantage population will be included in the measurement. The overall aggregate stars rating of employed physician practices will be used to determine points achieved, including an option for bonus points for strong stars performance. Participants will be evaluated on the performance of employed physician practices beginning January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. Hospitals, health systems without employed physician practices, and Delaware hospitals are excluded from this metric. The hospital-specific quality bundle aggregate star rating metric has a total of 10 points available. 10 points will be earned for an aggregate quality bundle score of 4 stars or greater. 7 points will be earned for a star rating of greater than or equal to 3.75 and less than 4 stars. 2 points will be earned for a star rating of greater than or equal to 3.5 stars and less than 3.75. And 0 points will be earned for any star rating of less than 3.50. 2 bonus points will be earned for a rating of greater than or equal to 4.01 to 4.50 stars. 5 bonus points will be earned for a star rating greater than or equal to 4.51 to 5.0. The final 2017 star major cut points for the 5-star quality rating system and the final list of clinical quality measures is not yet available from CMS. Once the information is released in early 2017, we will update the manual with appropriate information. For participants with employed physician practices, Highmark will compute an overall star rating by comparing star measure performance to cut point benchmarks for each measure, then aggregating to an overall star rating consistent with CMS methodology. Each star measure has a weight that will factor into the overall star rating. Participants' star rating performance will be aggregated at a hospital health system level by measure and then compared to the cut points to determine points achieved towards the overall star rating. To calculate the overall aggregate star rating, first determine the aggregate performance for each star measure. In the example listed in the left-hand column on the slide, which is slide 11, the performance assigned to each of the individual star measures when added together gives you the total performance of 18 stars. Next, multiply each star measure performance rating by the assigned weight in the center column, as noted in the example. Each star performance is multiplied by the assigned weight and then totaled, giving a total weight value of 9.0. The achieved star weight is the product of the star performance value multiplied by the assigned weight. This provides the weighted star result, which you will see listed in the right-hand column. Next, divide the total weighted stars, which is the numerator value, by the sum of the total weight applicable or the denominator value to calculate the hospital health system's aggregate star rating. In the example on slide 11, a total of 36 weighted stars is divided by the weighting of 9 for an aggregate star rating of 4.0. All hospital health system employed practices, numerators, and denominators for each measure are added together to assess the overall aggregated star rating. On slide 12, we review the readmission metric, which is consistent with the 2016 program measure. Readmission metric completion is mandatory for all participants and focuses on reducing all-cause unplanned 30-day acute care readmissions for commercial and Medicare Advantage populations. This is the National Quality Forum's all-cause unplanned readmission measure, numbers 1768, and an NCQA HEDIS measure. Hospitals will be scored on their final year-end performance for both the commercial and Medicare Advantage populations. Each population is scored separately for a maximum of 12.5 points each, and performance thresholds are established at absolute targets. Scores are based on year-end performance for the measurement time period of January through December 2017. On slide 13, we show the point allocation for both the Medicare Advantage and commercial populations for non-specialty hospitals. The table at the top of the slide shows the results needed to achieve points for the Medicare Advantage population. A maximum of 12.5 points will be earned for hospitals achieving readmission rates meeting or exceeding Highmark's 70th percentile of a less than or equal to 11.97% readmission rate. 8 points will be earned for mid-level performance meeting the 55th percentile of less than or equal to 13.24 and greater than 11.97% readmission rate. 4 points will be earned for minimum performance at the 35th percentile of less than or equal to 14.63 and greater than 13.24%. At year end, if a hospital's readmission rate is less than the established Highmark 35th percentile, 0 points are earned. Similarly, the bottom of slide 12 lists the thresholds needed to achieve points for the commercial population. For specialty care hospitals, participants are scored based on a review of volumes of readmissions occurring during the program measurement period. Historically, readmission rates for specialty hospitals are very low. Point allocation is shown separately for Medicare Advantage and commercial readmission volumes. On the top of slide 14, the point allocation for Medicare Advantage members for hospitals with less than 50 admissions is shown. In order to achieve full points, the hospital would need 0 readmissions for the program year. If the hospital had 1 readmission, they would receive 8 points. For 2 readmissions, the hospital would receive 4 points. And if the hospital had more than 2 readmissions, it would not receive any points. Similarly, you can see the allotted points for hospitals with greater than or equal to 50 Medicare Advantage member admissions. Point allocation for the commercial population for both hospitals stratified by less than 50 admissions and those with greater than or equal to 50 admissions is shown at the bottom of slide 14. Moving now to healthcare-associated adverse events, on slide 15, we discuss the healthcare-associated infection metric. Healthcare-associated adverse event metrics are mandatory for all participants. For healthcare-associated infections, there are 8 points associated with these metrics. Participants will be measured and scored on their ability to meet established qualitative benchmarks as compared to national results reported on the Hospital Compare website for hospital-wide inpatient infections. The data for scoring hospitals will be pulled from the CMS Hospital Compare site. The link is included at the bottom of this slide. We are keeping the same focus this year with performance for hospital-wide performance on the following 5 metrics: CLABSI, or central line-associated bloodstream infection; CALI, or catheter-associated urinary tract infection; CDI LabE event, or Clostridium difficile laboratory-identified infections; surgical site infections related to colon procedures; and surgical site infections for abdominal hysterectomies. The CMS-associated measure IDs associated with this metric are listed next to the metric name. For calendar year 2017, we will be scoring hospitals using qualitative assessments comparing a hospital's performance to national publicly reported infection rates pulled from the CMS Hospital Compare website for scoring on March 31, 2018. This change was necessitated by a number of changes with NHSN methodologies on calculating standardized infection ratios, and we did not have historic Highmark Quality Blue Hospital performance data to set targets for calendar year 2017 program year with the updated methodology. Pulling the data from CMS is in alignment with the same NHSN data that we are currently pulling through Access as a Highmark user group. Data continues to be all payer data and aligns with the CDC, NHSN surveillance definitions, and the CMS inpatient quality reporting requirements. Slide 16 provides a screenshot of the Hospital Compare website where you can view data reported by your hospital to NHSN and then reported on CMS Hospital Compare. The web address of the site is also listed at the top of the slide. Hospitals are rated on each measure by comparing the hospital SIR to the national established SIR for each category. Hospitals performing better than the established SIR are rated better than the national benchmark. Hospitals meeting the national SIR are rated no different than national benchmark, and hospitals performing below the national SIR are rated worse than the national benchmark. If a measure is not calculated for reporting purposes, a category of not available will be listed on the website. In this case, the metric will not be included in or be applicable to the hospital's overall scoring. On slide 17, we show the point allocation for each of the five infection categories. A maximum of 2 points each will be earned for CLABSI, CALDI, and CDI lab ID events for hospitals achieving better than national performance. 1 point each is earned for surgical site infections related to colon procedures and surgical site infections for abdominal hysterectomies for better than national performance. Hospitals that achieve no different than national benchmark rating will receive 1 point for CLABSI, CALDI, and CDI lab ID events, and 0 points for surgical colon procedures and hysterectomy-related infections. 0 points will be earned for hospitals that rate worse than the national benchmark for any of the five infection categories. Information found on slide 18 is taken from the program manual Appendix D and shows the dates on which Highmark will download the Hospital Compare infection data for inclusion in the Quality Blue quarterly and final dashboards. CMS uses an established rolling time period for reporting on Hospital Compare, and therefore the time period for reported results may not coincide with the calendar year 2017 time period. The data available on Hospital Compare for the Quality Blue program may lag behind 6 to 9 months. On slide 19, we outline the venous thromboembolism event, or VTE, metric. VTE events, which include both deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism, will be evaluated for a total of 2 available points. Participants are expected to reduce the number of VTEs occurring in patients ages 18 years and older during an index admission or within 30 days post-discharge following a surgical procedure. Surgical discharges for January through December 2017 that develop a VTE will be captured for scoring purposes. VTE rates will be compared to the overall 55th and 35th Highmark Quality Blue Hospital percentile. Participant scores will be calculated on a combined index and post-discharge rate and compared to a historical Highmark benchmark of 0.66 per 100 surgical procedures. On the bottom of slide 9, we provide the point allocation for VTEs. 2 points will be awarded for a combined index and outpatient VTE rate less than or equal to 0.66 per 100 surgical procedures, or an absolute value of less than or equal to 1 VTE event during the measurement period. 1 point will be awarded to participants with rates greater than 0.66 per 100 surgical procedures, but less than or equal to 1.02. 0 points will be earned for greater than 1.02 VTE events per 100 surgical procedures. On slide 20, we discuss the palliative care metric, which is consistent with the 2016 program year with updated scoring targets. All participants, with the exception of specialty care hospitals, will be required to participate in this metric and will be measured on their ability to complete consultations for advanced illness services for patients with life-limiting or life-threatening conditions. Performance scoring for this metric will be assessed from the time period January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. Palliative care consults can be provided by any discipline with training in delivering a consult for palliative care services by submitting claims using the ICD-10 Z51.5 code. Palliative care consults completed 2 weeks prior to admission, during the admission, and within 2 weeks post-hospital discharge will be considered compliant for this metric. Also considered compliant are inpatient Medicare Advantage members enrolled in Highmark's Advanced Illness Services, AIS, home visit program within the program year. The AIS home visit program is available for Highmark Medicare Advantage patients only. Additional resource centers webpage under the AIS visit program is available on the Provider Resource Center. A maximum of 5 points are awarded for this metric, contingent upon achieving established consult rates for the high-risk, complex patient population. Participants with greater than or equal to 100 licensed inpatient beds will be measured and scored on their ability to provide palliative care services to both commercial and Medicare Advantage complex patients. Participants with less than 100 licensed inpatient beds will be measured and scored on the achieved consult rate for the high-risk Highmark Medicare Advantage patient population. Maximum points will be awarded for meeting or exceeding the Highmark 70th percentile or better, which is greater than or equal to 17.22%. 3 points are earned for mid-level achievement is greater than or equal to 13.18% and less than 17.22%. A minimum of 2 points can be earned for achieving a consult rate greater than or equal to 8.33% or less than 13.18%. Consult rates below the 8.33% rate earn 0 points. Moving to slide 21, we will now discuss the perinatal metric, which is also consistent with the calendar year 2016 program with updated scoring targets. All hospitals with perinatal services are included in this metric. Highmark's perinatal metric uses the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, Inpatient Quality Indicator Measure 33, which defines the primary cesarean delivery rate for uncomplicated deliveries. These cesarean deliveries are classified as term, live, singleton, and vertex births. Women with prior cesarean deliveries or hysterotomies are excluded from this measure. Participants will be measured and scored based on their rate of cesarean deliveries in uncomplicated births as compared to established historical Highmark Quality Blue hospital performance rates for the measurement period January through December 2017. A maximum of 10 points will be awarded for participants achieving Highmark's Quality Blue primary cesarean delivery uncomplicated 70th percentile rate of 13.33% or less. 8 points can be earned for achieving the 55th percentile of greater than 13.33% and less than or equal to 14.29%. 5 points can be earned for achieving the 35th percentile of greater than 14.29% and less than or equal to 17.46%. 0 points are earned for those below the 35th percentile or greater than 17.46%. In program year 2016, Highmark profiled the 3-day return to the emergency department metric. For 2017, this is now a scored metric. So this measure returns to the emergency department for any reason, either to the same ED or for another ED visit at any facility, within 3 days will be counted. ED visits are counted separately for the commercial and Medicare Advantage populations and based on established absolute targets. The measurement period is January through December 2017. A breakdown of points for both the commercial and Medicare populations for patients returning to the ED within 3 days is found on slide 23. The rate of ED visits within 3 days will be calculated and scored separately for the commercial and Medicare Advantage populations and compared to the Highmark Quality Blue Hospital 70th percentile performance, a total of 10 points. 5 points for each defined population is possible. Partial points are earned for rates less than the 70th percentile and are different for each defined population. At the top of the slide, we provide the point structure for the Medicare Advantage numbers and members. The full 5 points are earned for achieving the 70th percentile or a return rate of less than or equal to 4.91%. 3 points are earned for achieving the 56th percentile or ED 3-day return rates greater than 4.91% and less than or equal to 5.56%. 1 point is earned for the 35th percentile or an ED 3-day return rate of greater than 5.56% and less than or equal to 6.67%. 3-day return to the ED rates below the 35th percentile or greater than 6.67% will not receive any points. Scoring thresholds for achieving points for the commercial population are listed on the bottom of the slide. We now move on to the cost and utilization component of the program. With 30 attributed points, these metrics are the average episode of care for selected conditions. We are now on slide 25. The average episode of care for selected conditions metric was profiled in 2016 and is now a scored measure. This metric provides a comparison between your hospital's cost of care for these episodes compared to your surrounding market area. The average cost data for 3 selected episodes of care are listed at the top of the slide and include major joint replacement of the lower extremity episode composite relative efficiency score, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, bronchitis and asthma episode composite relative efficiency score, simple pneumonia and respiratory infections episode composite relative efficiency score. In order to include all costs incurred during the 90 days post-discharge period, the year-end episode composite relative efficiency score will include both commercial and Medicare Advantage populations for discharges occurring October 2016 through September 2017. Scoring for these metrics will be 20 points for performance on major joints and 5 points each for COPD and simple pneumonia. Highmark claims data identified with the episode-specific DRGs are listed on slide 26, will be used to calculate costs across all applicable services for each episode of care, beginning with a DRG discharge and concluding 90 days post-discharge. The average episode of care cost for a hospital is calculated in alignment with the CMS Bundled Payment Care Improvement, BPCI Model 2 specification. To calculate total costs included in an episode, CMS provides a list of exceptions for each episode DRG for allowed hospital and post-acute costs. Highmark follows the CMS logic when calculating metric-specific data. Episode of care costs include the total costs associated with the initial inpatient hospital facility cost allowed, readmission costs, post-acute facility admission allowed amount, outpatient facility allowed amount, and all professional provider allowed amounts. On the left-hand side of slide 27, an example of an episode of care cost report for major joint replacement of the lower extremity for commercial population is shown. These reports have been provided throughout the calendar year 2016 program year. Both the commercial and Medicare population episode relative efficiency scores and the episode cost detail are shown separately. The quarterly dashboards will provide information on each of the 3 selected episode conditions. The comparison between a hospital's cost and the same average cost of care for the same episode in a hospital's market area is called the relative efficiency score, and this is highlighted on slide 27 in yellow on the snapshot. Individual episodes are scored combining an aggregated weighted average of the Medicare Advantage and the commercial population to determine the composite relative efficiency score for an episode. Slide 28 describes the step-by-step process for calculating each episode composite relative efficiency score. For step one, we determine the hospital and market average episode of care costs for each patient population, commercial and Medicare Advantage members. In step two, the hospital's commercial population average episode cost is multiplied by the hospital's commercial episode volume, and that total is then added to the hospital's Medicare Advantage population multiplied by the hospital's Medicare episode volume. In step three, the market commercial average episode of care costs are multiplied by the hospital's commercial episode volume, and that total is then added to the market Medicare Advantage average episode of care costs multiplied by the hospital's Medicare Advantage episode volume. In step four, the composite relative efficiency score is equal to the step two result divided by the step three result. Slide 29 illustrates an example of calculating the composite relative efficiency score for determining overall point allocation. Beside the commercial banner, you will see the market average episode cost is listed as $25,000. Listed in red is the commercial hospital volume of 250, and to the right is the hospital average episode cost of $24,000. Beside the Medicare Advantage banner, you will see the market average episode cost is $26,000. Listed in blue is the MA hospital volume of 100, and to the right is the hospital average episode cost of $25,000. We can now determine the composite relative efficiency score using the information previously described on slide 28. First, multiply the commercial hospital average episode cost of $24,000 by the commercial hospital volume of 250 and add that to the sum of the Medicare Advantage hospital average episode cost of $25,000 multiplied by the MA hospital volume of 100 for a total of $8,500,000. Now, multiply the commercial hospital volume of 250 by the market average episode cost of $25,000 and add that to the Medicare Advantage hospital volume of 100 multiplied by the MA market average episode cost of $26,000 for a total of $8,850,000. We divide the first total of $8,500,000 by the second total of $8,850,000, which gives us the composite relative efficiency score of 0.96. Participants earn full points for a composite relative efficiency score of less than or equal to 0.95. Partial proportional points are determined by a sliding scale for composite relative efficiency scores greater than 0.95 and less than 1.10. 0 points are given for composite relative efficiency scores of greater than or equal to 1.10. The relative efficiency score and program point allocation is further described on slide 30. Different point values are earned for each of the selected episode relative efficiency scores. For the major joint episode of care, a maximum of 20 points are earned for a relative efficiency score of less than or equal to 0.95. For COPD and simple pneumonia, a maximum of 5 points are earned for a relative efficiency score of less than or equal to 0.95. For mid-level point allocation for major joint, if the composite relative efficiency score is greater than 0.95 but less than 1.10, the number of points earned are determined on a sliding scale and calculated by subtracting the achieved relative efficiency score from 1.10 and dividing by 0.15 and then multiplying that number by the maximum points available for the metric. In the case of major joints, this would be multiplying by 20. Mid-level point allocation for COPD and simple pneumonia are calculated using a similar formula, but taking into account the maximum point for these metrics is 5, and so therefore multiplied by 5. The number of points earned is determined by subtracting the relative efficiency score, a score identified as greater than 0.95 and less than 1.10, from 1.10 divided by 0.15, and then multiplying that number by 5. 0 points are earned for a relative efficiency score greater than or equal to 1.10 for each selected episode category, major joint, COPD, and simple pneumonia. On the bottom of slide 30, a continuation of the illustrated example, we provide an example of a calculation for determining points earned for major joint replacement of the lower extremity. To determine the points awarded for this example, subtracting the relative efficiency score of 0.96 from 1.10 divided by 0.15 multiplied by 20, the maximum points allowed, results in an overall 18.7 points awarded for major joint replacement of the lower extremity. We will now review the calendar year 2017 program dashboard reporting timelines and program scoring. Slide 32 illustrates the distribution of program reporting beginning with the preliminary program performance reports, which will be distributed in January 2017, including historical hospital-specific data as compared to the updated thresholds for awarding points and using the updated scoring logic to determine a preliminary view of reimbursement. Throughout the program, monthly reports will be distributed with patient-level detail reports for most quality metrics, the monthly average episode of care cost reports, and the aggregate quality bundle rating reports. Quarterly dashboard reports will provide preliminary scores at each release, and the final dashboard and patient-level detail reports provide year-end information for the hospital health system's final program score along with notification of the program reimbursement level and distribution. The reporting timeline schedule is taken from Appendix D in the program manual and is shown on slide 33. Program timelines and report delivery dates are listed by the frequency in which each of the reports are created, including any runout period and the expected delivery dates. As an example, under the report column, row number 1, the quality bundle report has a frequency for delivery of every month with no runout period and is expected to be posted to the user interface the third week following the end of the prior month. Slide 34 illustrates the scoring logic for all calendar year 2017 program metrics. Participants are measured and scored on all program component metrics for which they qualify. Hospital core metrics are mandatory for every participating hospital with the exception of the palliative care consults for complex patients, which is not applicable to specialty care hospitals. The scoring process will be adjusted for these exclusions. Scores for each of the applicable populations and metrics, readmission, healthcare-associated adverse events, palliative care, three-day return to the emergency department, and the average episode of care are totaled. Additionally, the scoring process will be adjusted for participants who qualify to participate in hospital-specific metrics of quality bundle and perinatal. To obtain the achieved score, points earned are divided by the total applicable points and converted to a 100-point score. Slide 35 illustrates the maximum possible point allocation for each metric. There are a possible 10 points earned for the quality bundle for those hospitals with employed physician practices. For readmission, there are 25 potential points available. For healthcare-associated infections, a total of 8 points are available. 2 points are available for the VTE metric. 5 points are available for the palliative care metric. For hospitals with perinatal services, 10 possible points could be earned. 10 points are available for the 3-day return to the emergency department metric. And lastly, a total of 30 points can be earned for the average episode of care metric. As mentioned earlier, bonus point potential for the quality bundle aggregate star rating is earned for values greater than or equal to a star rating of 4.01. If bonus points are achieved, they will be added to the total of all achieved points and divided by the total applicable points to determine the overall score. On slide 36, we provide an example of the overall program scoring. In the example shown, the hospital was scored on all program metrics with the exception of perinatal, which was not applicable, and received bonus points for the star quality bundle for a total achieved score of 66 out of a possible 90 points. all points achieved are totaled and divided by all applicable maximum points and then multiplied by 100 to give the final program percentage score, which aligns with a reimbursement level. Final scores are rounded to the nearest whole number. If you look to the far right column, you see we've taken achieved points of 66 and divided those by the total applicable points of 90 and then multiplied that by 100 to arrive at the overall program score of 73.33, or 73%. Scores are rounded to the next whole number. Calendar year 2017 program reimbursement levels are found on slide 37. Here we illustrate the overall scoring and associated contract reimbursement levels for calendar year 2017. Maximum reimbursement is earned by achieving greater than or equal to a final program score of 70 to 100%. Mid-level reimbursement is earned for a final score greater than or equal to 55% to less than 70%. Minimum reimbursement is earned for a final score greater than or equal to 40% and less than 55%. No Quality Blue reimbursement is earned for a final score less than 40%. So for our example on slide 36, the hospital achieved a maximum reimbursement level with a final score of 73%. Again, this program year, we want to be assured that you know your clinical transformation consultant and or provider account liaison is available to assist you with any questions. And again this year, we will be asking that your hospital attest through the survey link on slide 39 that you know who to contact at Highmark for questions related to the program and that you have the materials needed to be successful and that you've had the opportunity to listen to an overview session. We are here to support you and we want you to be successful. The survey can be found at the link at the bottom of slide 39 and is also available in the program manual. Slide 40 illustrates the major program milestones for calendar year 2017. Program manual distribution is expected December 15, 2016. Highmark is presenting two overview sessions. Overview session information is being recorded and will be available for you to listen again and review the information or have it available for other staff that may not have been available to listen to one of the overview sessions. The January patient level detail report will be distributed by February 20, 2017. As a reminder, the patient level detail reports are provided as a tool for you to use in your efforts to identify areas for improvement. First quarter calendar year 2017 dashboards and scoring reports will be distributed by June 15, 2017. The final calendar year 2017 program outcomes reports will be distributed by June 20th, 2018. Slide 41 identifies the need for save-the-date sessions in calendar year 2017. These open mic sessions will be available to you to learn additional information about these measures, and more information will follow on this topic. That concludes today's overview session. And now we would like to open the discussion up to our audience for questions.